Like to have a date with you.
Well, he just wants to take her home after the dance.
Yeah.
How would he say that?
I'd like to take you home after the dance.
Mm-hmm. And if your tooth hurts, you might have to go to the dentist and have him do what to it?
Pull it out.
And if you get your car stuck in the snow, you have to get out behind and what do you
push?
If you say if you have a heavy suitcase and you walk from here down to the bus station, what are you doing to the suitcase? What do you say?
Carrying it.
Do you ever say lug the suitcase?
All they say carrying it around here. Some places they say totem.
Mm-hmm. Then how would you say? Suppose your wife has just baked a pie or something, and she sets it out to cool, and she tells the kids, "Now I don't want anybody to
bother it."
Would you say touch it? You ever
yeah, I'll just say touch it sometimes.
Then would you? If you're thirsty, you might be sitting in the living room and you ask somebody to go in the kitchen and
bring me a drink.
Mm-hmm. Then, what do you remember in the children's tag games? I guess everybody's played them one time or another. The word for like in hide and seek.
Yeah.
You remember what you called the place you had to come back to?
Based.
Is that what you call it? You ever call it goal or home?
I called base around here when I did when I was a kid.
Then, if somebody throws you a ball, you hold out your hands and
I catch it.
And yesterday he what the ball?
He catched the ball.
Then do you say if you want? If somebody's coming in a few minutes and they're going somewhere with you, you say, "Don't hurry, I'll wait for you or I'll wait on you." What do you
say? I'll wait on you.
And if you want one more, maybe the little boy has done something bad and his father's going to whip him. He says, don't whip me, just give me one more
chance?
Yeah. I just want to get the pronunciation of the word. Then if a person's feeling good and real cheerful one day, you say he's in a good
mood.
Do you ever say he's in a good humor?
Well, yeah, sometimes we say that fellow's in awful good humor today for some cause.
Which sounds most natural to you?
Well, they generally say he's in the mood, but in an awful good mood today. Right?
Uh-huh. Then if you're talking to somebody and a peddler comes to the door, and you're gonna you say to your guest, "Well, excuse me a minute. Don't go away. It won't take me but a minute to do what?"
Just see what the peddler wants.
Well, you want to get him to go away.
Go away, yeah.
You say, would you say get rid of or get shut of?
Get shut of him. Yeah.
How was that?
Get shut of him.
Then. I have what a letter. If you write a letter and somebody says, "Have you?"
I wrote a letter.
Mm-hmm. And you do what to the letter before you send it?
You mail it.
Before you write
address on it.
Yeah. And do you say I address the letter?
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, I address the letter.
Mm-hmm. Then we're almost. If somebody asks you a question, they expect a what?
Expect to answer it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if a little boy comes in saying a cuss word or something, his daddy might ask him,